you would not believe the generosity of people, both local and national. Even we get some companies, national companies, who help us, but local people, Harbour Market, there's a table with a box on it and the Harbour FM and our Toys on the Table banner there, and that box will be full by the evening. You know, people will see it, they'll go and collect a toy and put it in the box. And I never cease to be amazed at the generosity of people around Harbour and District, especially because it's our main collecting point for the area. But we do have others. There's one at Husband's Bosworth. But you know, it's the people. And I've been here with you, Nick. You know, when we've been doing an interview for Harbour FM. And you see little kids walk up with toys and put them in the box because they want to help children who are worse off than they are.
And obviously the whole purpose of the appeal is to give a present or presents to youngsters that wouldn't otherwise get one.
Yeah, that's always been our aim. I mean, when I started in 2003, we were helping about 1,000 children. And we always said it, you know, we didn't really scratch the surface. We've peaked at about 5,000. I hope it's a peak. But it's for kids who wouldn't get anything else at Christmas, you know. I mean, we do get requests for toys for parties and things like that. And we have to say, no, that's not what our charity's about. Our charity's about helping children who would get nothing at Christmas. And I always said there was nothing worse than kids going to school and being asked, what did you get for Christmas? And saying, well, didn't get anything for Christmas. You know, it must be heartbreaking for the children because they see other children with their nice new trainers or their new jackets or their toys and all the rest of it, that, and they don't get anything. Part of it, I think, is the level of poverty. We have far more people going to food banks nowadays, and we get referrals from food banks.
In terms of the appeal this year, I know last year you were busy just with the current economic climate. Are you expecting the same again?
We're already 300 ahead of where we were at this time last year. Part of it, I think, is due to the fact that social services are moving a lot of their work away from council offices and into schools. There is now a social care person in the schools who looks after pastoral care for the children. So a lot of that has moved out to the schools, and we get a lot of referrals from schools now that previously we would have got from the council social services office. We do get after Christmas sometimes, or now when the social workers are coming in to us to pick toys up, and they'll say, you know, oh yeah, last year we took the toys out, and the look on the kids' faces when they suddenly found they were getting something for Christmas says it was a wonder to behold in many cases.
Some of the toys also come back to the Harbour area, despite it, you know, historically being seen as an affluent area, that we know from the food bank being so busy, etc., that it isn't.
Some of it will come to Harbour. There's food banks here. 20 years ago, you'd never have dreamt of Harbour having a food bank. The food banks refer children to us as well, because if they can't afford food, they're not going to be buying presents.
And just your message really to people now the appeal's there, Lord.
Come along to the indoor market, and if you can, drop a toy in the box on the table near the entrance. It will go to a family in need.